Well, actually, they were out back. Well, I'd say from my days on back, they were actually outcasts. Nobody had anything to do with them, and the child was just as innocent as he could be, and it was foolish on the part. What they should have done is taken it out on the mother or the father of the child, instead of taking it out on the child.
What did they call the child?
Well, we just plain worried he was a bastard child. Mm-hmm.
That's right. Did you ever hear any softer words or joking words like the woods folks?
No, sir. He was, only thing we would say, well, in poor politer turn, I would say he was born out of wedlock.
Mm-hmm. And after a wedding, did you ever hear a noisy celebration, a lot of practicing
serenade. I've heard talk of it there, but I never experienced any of it in my lifetime. Mm-hmm. Let's see now. Who was it in my family that married? Wait just a minute. Uncle Ed married Aunt Florence, and they lived right out there. And Daddy, Mama, Uncle Will, and them all got him up a dishpan. And one beating around the house, and Uncle Ed got a shotgun shot out the window and broke up the party.
Washboard and,
anything that would make a racket.
Cowbells.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever hear it called a shivaree?
No, sir. No, sir, I didn't.
You were more polite people than we were in Ohio. When the superintendent of schools got married, I'll never forget. The whole town turned out. They got him on an old wagon and hauled him around with all kinds of bells. The whole idea was to humiliate.
A lot of times, after a wedding, they'll, if they can find the car, if they think that the couple's going to leave in, they put tin cans all over it.
You might say from the 1930s or late 30s on, that has happened. Mm-hmm. But I'm talking about before this. I have heard my daddy talk about back in those days they had a mule and buggy that they'd go to the preacher's house or the lady's house and get married, and maybe they would do something to the old horse, put a cuckoo burr on his tail there and make him run off or something like that.
This is something, talking about that happened in my mother's family. Her older sister was only 14 or 15 when she married. And the guy that she married was about 16 years older than her, and she was slipping love letters, and her parents didn't know it. She got ready to go to a neighbor house one day, and she locked her trunk and put the key in her pocket. And Grandpa saw her, and he made her give him the key, and he went and unlocked the trunk because he knew it was something in that trunk that he should know about. And she had taken the letter and put in behind a picture in her picture album. And they was to meet in a couple of nights out from the house there, and she's going to run away and get married. And they told her that she was not going to do any such thing, that they preferred that she not marry that young, but that if nothing would do her, that she must get married, that she was going to marry at home like a lady should. Well, she didn't have any way to get him word that she wasn't going to meet him, and what must she do? So she comes up with the idea that my grandmother pose as her and fool him. So that's what they decided on. Grandpa went with Grandma down to the open field that Aunt Lucy was to meet Uncle Arthur in, and he told her, before he got there, he says, "Now, if I get him going like I think I might, you better let him know who you are before you get to a certain place in the road, because it's a bad place and he'll turn the buggy over."